Revelation chapter 21. Happy New Year. I was thinking about this. It's the first day of a new week. It's the first Sunday of a new month. It's the first Sunday of a new year. It's the first Sunday of a new decade. And this time of the year, we start thinking about newness. And we kind of get a... kind of feels like starting new at this time of the year, but there is coming a day. There is coming a day when truly all things shall be new. Revelation 21:5. He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Who's speaking? This is the eternal Son of God. This is King Jesus. He says, "Behold, I make all things new." What things? All things. All things. The first thing he says is a new creation. A new creation. Look at verse 1. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Peter says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. He said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, Peter said, what manner of men ought we to be? Looking diligently, looking for that day, waiting on that day, diligently. And he says here, and there was no more sea. The sea in Revelation 13:1 is where the beast rose up out of, symbolic of Antichrist. The heads on the name of the beast were blasphemy. They came up out of the sea. And he says, Revelation 15, the harlot, Antichrist religion, sat upon the waters. And he said, and the waters are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. But in this new creation, this new heavens and this new earth, there'll only be one people. One people. There'll be one nation called God's holy nation. There'll be one language. They'll be speaking one language. It'll be holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Look at Revelation 21:27. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. That's what we're talking about when we say no more sea. Nothing that defiles. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That's who's going to be. A new heavens and a new... You just think on that. A new earth and a new heavens. No briars, no scars of sin, no thorns. Nothing. And a new heavens. The Lord will make a new heaven. We've defiled that too. We've as far as we've been able to go, we've corrupted everything. Left our mark on everything. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. He says, "Behold, I make all things new." All things new. Here's the second thing he says. A new Jerusalem. A new Jerusalem. Verse 2. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband." Now this city is the city of the Lord's people. It's made up of the citizens of God's choosing. It's made up of those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Made up of those who've been sanctified by the Spirit of God through the preaching of the gospel. Called out. It's made up of those who trust Christ the Lord. And notice here it says this is holy, it's new, it's coming down out of heaven. Be looking over at Philippians chapter 3. Hold your place right here. When our Lord returns again, he's going to come together with all the saints, the spirits of just men made perfect. And those who are in the graves, their bodies shall be joined to be united with the spirits of those just men that are made perfect. And those who yet remain and are alive at his coming, they'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye, glorified. Look at what Paul says here. Now, when you think of this city, we're not thinking of a... The city are the citizens. We're talking about the people of the city. It's the church of God. It's his people. Look here, Philippians 3:20. Paul said, our conversation, it means citizenship. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he's able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now, look with me back there at Revelation. He says here, this bride, or this new Jerusalem, is prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And we talked about this a little bit Thursday night, fellas. You remember? I was married in a little bitty building down there in Walker's Creek, Arkansas, where Brother Darvin Pruitt is a pastor now. And everybody was sitting there on each side of the aisle, and I was so nervous. My collar felt like it was tight before I got in there, and then after I got in there, it just got tighter and tighter. But the music started playing, and everybody stood up, and I saw the most beautiful sight I ever laid my eyes on. A bride adorned for her husband. Well, the glory of this bride, the church, every believer individually who makes up this new Jerusalem, is our God, our husband, our Lamb. Look over at Revelation 21:9. There came, get back over there, Revelation 21. There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and he talked with me, saying, "Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Now you see that glory, the Lamb's wife, the bride, the glory like a jasper stone. Now look back with me at Revelation chapter 4. Mark that jasper stone. It was like a jasper stone. The glory of this bride. Revelation 4:2. He said, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. God said, I've set my king in my holy hill of Zion. Now look what he looked like. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. A jasper stone. This is the Lamb. This is the glory of God, the light of this adorned, this one who's been adorned, this holy Jerusalem, this new Jerusalem, this bride, this church of Christ. Every individual citizen who makes up that city, the glory, your glory, my glory, is the Lamb. It's God, one with Him. Look over at Ephesians chapter 5. Scripture says in Isaiah 54, He says, thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is His name. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall He be called. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. He's the Lamb. The Lamb of God who gave Himself for His bride. That He might, now watch this, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. We looked this morning at Naaman dipping in the Jordan 7 times. Here He is. Here's Christ washing, cleansing by the washing of water by the word. That look now, this bride was adorned. This city was adorned as a bride for her husband. He's the husband. He's the one who adorned her. And He's the one that presents her to Himself. Look at this. That He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Look down at verse 30. For we're members of His body, of His flesh, of His bones. The same glory John saw when he looked at the throne as a jasper stone was the glory with which the citizens, this holy city, this bride adorned, this city adorned as a bride for a husband, it was the same glory it had. Why is that? We're members of His body, of His flesh, of His bones. This is why a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. Well, explain that to me. I wouldn't even try to. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. I'll greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Why? For He hath clothed me. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and a bride adorneth herself with jewels. He's done it. He's done it all. So there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. If you can enter it like this one here, but without sin, without any evidence of sin, without any effects of sin whatsoever. And there's going to be a new people there, a new Jerusalem, a new Jerusalem. Holy people joined together, come down from heaven, perfected, glorified. And there's going to be a new communion, new communion. Look at verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Revelation 21:3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, right now, in the midst of this world of tribulation that we're in, the Lord said, in this world you shall have tribulation. It's nothing surprising. He said, we're going to have it. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And he's promised us that he's going to dwell in our midst. And he does. He dwells in our midst by the Spirit of God right now. Right now. He said that wherever he's gathered two or three in his name, that he's going to be there in the midst of them. He's dwelling in the heart of his people. You are the tabernacle of God, believer, and you dwell in him. And he gathers his people and he meets in the midst of his people through the Spirit. But you think about this thought. Just think on this. God is going to dwell in our midst. We're going to see him with these eyes, face to face. That we'll be together forever and forever. Nothing to break it, this union, nothing to break this bond, nothing to come but nothing that'll be able to turn us aside or interrupt it. Just uninterrupted communion forever with our God. Perfect conformity to Christ. How about this? Perfect commitment to Christ. Won't that be something? That'll be something new. Look at this in verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I like to... I like to just look at this as literally as I can look at it. My God, literally taking his hand and wiping the tears from my eyes. Is that too real? It's going to be that real. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The former things are passed away. These are all the former things. There's no more sea, no division of any kind, no blasphemy, nothing that defiles. No more death. No more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. These are the result of sin, and there'll be no more sin. No more sin. Look over at Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple therein. No temple. Why? For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. Why? Because there's no night there. We lock up the doors at night to keep out the thieves and robbers. The gates will just be left open. We'll have to lock your doors here. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Look over at chapter 22, verse 3. There shall be no more curse. No more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. I was thinking about this week. You know, we, the more we have something, the more we take it for granted. And we, so I forget now, electricity went out, I believe is what happened. And I went scrambling around trying to find some matches and a candle. And I got that lit. And I only had one, just that candle and that light, you know, that light lit. And I walked around everywhere I went. I had to carry that candle with me, you know. You know how when electricity goes off or whatever. And I began to think. I thought, you know, we take for granted light. We just walk in and flip a switch on and we got light. And I thought, oh, Lord, don't let me take for granted the light. You've given, you're the light. Everywhere I go, I want that light. You know, the difference is I walked around with that candle sheltering that light and trying to protect that light from going out. This light is covering us and protecting us and keeping us from going out. We're the candle. We're the one that's been lit. He's the light. That's, he says the former things are passed away. We say about our loved one, they passed away. Believers aren't passing away. All these former things are passing away. Believers living forever and ever with the Lord. These things are passing away. By His grace, they're passing away. Here's the fourth thing He says. He gives us some assurance on these things. Because you know, as we sit here and listen to these things, in our wisdom and, you know, and I'm, you know, so-called, and our understanding of things, we explain things away. And we question things away. But He says to John, look at verse 5, Revelation 21:5, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said something else. God, who cannot lie, said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. Aren't you glad He said do that? You got it. We got it right here. He wrote it, and we got it. God said, He took him up and He showed it to him, to John. And He spoke these things to him. He said, Now behold, I will make all things new. And He said, Now, write it down. Write it down. These sayings are faithful and true. God, who can't lie, confirms this with an oath. He's making all things new. He's doing it. And it's written. He's got it written. And He's given it to John. And John is declaring this to us. And I'm declaring this to us. And we declare this to each other. We got the witness of our God. He says, this is faithful and true. He who's faithful and true said, this is faithful and true. And He said, verse 6, He said unto me, It is done. It is done. Now He's saying, I will, but He says here, present tense, it is done. It is done. Look at Revelation 1:19. Let's don't forget, we're talking about an eternal God. Teaching us about eternity. In terms that you and I can try to understand as being creatures of time. He says, it's done. Look at Revelation 1:19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. He has saved us. Brethren, he has saved us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, that we be holy and without blame before him in love. He hath saved us. Christ came by his own blood, and he hath obtained eternal redemption for us. He entered in once. He made one offering, and he hath obtained eternal redemption for us. He said, "It is finished." And he's saving each of his children. He is saving each of his children. Everyone that he everlastingly loved, everyone that he eternally redeemed, shall be called by the Spirit of God through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel. They'll be called. God's, these are faithful and true sayings. It's done. Nobody can stop it. It's done. And we're kept by the power of God unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Kept by the power of God through faith. His faithfulness. Through faith in his faithfulness. Unto salvation. Ready. Ready to be revealed in the last time. It's done. And he shall save us. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, he'll gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Predestinated according to the purpose of him that works all things after the counsel of his own will. I like when the God of all grace tells us that he will make all things new and speaks of all things. I like that, don't you? What does that leave for me? To trust him with all things. And that's a load, a burden off of our back, isn't it? Isn't it? Who is this talking? Look back there at Revelation 21:6. He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." I am. That's who we're talking about. The great I am. What at all did he... How's he the beginning and how's he the end? He planned the salvation of his people. He purchased the salvation of his people. He performed the salvation of his people. He preserves the salvation of his people. He perfects the salvation of his people. And only he shall receive the praise of the salvation of his people. He's the beginning and he's the end. Salvation is of the Lord. It is of the Lord. Look what he says now, verse 6. "I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and he shall be my son." Who's going to be thirsty for the fountain of the water of life? Every single one that he wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life before the world began. They're going to be thirsty. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? I'm thirsty. This fountain, this water, this life. thirsty. I'm drinking now. Aren't you? You drinking? We have this fountain of life in us by His grace. Aren't you thirsty? Aren't you thirsty? Don't you want to just drink, 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 drink? He says, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Freely. We saw this morning with Naaman, can't bring anything. Can't bring any money, can't bring any price, can't come with... It's all done. He said it's done. It's purchased. All that's left for you to do is drink freely. Freely. I will give. That's a gift. I will give unto him that's athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. And he says here, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. He said, I have overcome the world. You believe him? How am I going to overcome? Believe him. He said, I have. I've overcome the world. How am I going to have faith relies solely upon him who has overcome and shall deliver me safely, just like he said he will. Just like he said he will. And he said, and he that overcometh shall inherit all things. He just keeps on talking about these all things. I like that. And look at this. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Art, you think about your sons. They're yours. You're their father. Your daughter, she's yours. You men that have a daughter, they're yours. You're their God. Their provider, their protector, their salvation, their all. He said, I'll be your God. You're all. And you won't be a servant. You won't be competing. You won't be, you'll be a son, a child, his child. Now he says, these are faithful and true sayings. Behold, he says, I make all things new. Can we rejoice in that? You know, this year, it's not going to be very long. And our resolutions are going to kind of turn into what they are. Just but having this confidence. You know what that word means? Resolute. Steadfastly minded, grounded, having this spirit of promise in our hearts, knowing that when this year, if the Lord tarries and he doesn't return, if this year turns out to be like last year, I'm sorry, I said I just saw some people kind of gasp. Well, they're light afflictions. but for a moment. We're going to, we might not, maybe they're too fresh to know it now. But they are. And they'll work for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Because they turn us to look to Him who makes all things new. Find our rejoicing there and be ever more weaned from this sin and corruption below. Whatever it is, I pray now we'll come and rejoice in Him.